It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Friday. That's right. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. And today, in honor of Women's Empowerment Month, Women's Her Story Month, I'm bringing you the best and the brightest, the highest energy that the ancestors ever came. I'm talking about just that person you're going to feel like you ain't seen in 500 years. That reminder of what it's like when family passes on that skill set that you just can't buy. That self-healing, that self-love. In honor of Women's History Month, I'm telling you, this special guest today is the founder of what it is to have women's empowerment. And this is modern day, honey. If you don't know, there is an entire university for just women's empowerment. And we really want to celebrate this. In spite of everything that's going on, we know that sweet mama, who runs the world, without further ado, I would love, love, love to introduce to you, Miss Tarquette. Are you on the line with us today?
Yes, greetings, greetings. Peace and love and gratitude. I am so honored to share space with you today. Yes, and my full name is Tarquette Kaherima At Akeru. And oh, that introduction, woo!
Tarquette. Did you say Maat? The balance?
Yes. Ooh.
Wow. Divinely welcome, welcome. You know, I would love to just start off by telling the people all about your family and just take us all the way back. Introduce us to the old so we can appreciate the new.
Okay, well, and it took me a while to embrace and really see the gem, right? So I was born to psychic healers. My mother and my father were psychic healers. They met in college at HBCU, Livingston College University in North Carolina, and my mother followed my father back to New York. And in that time, mother was exposed to Scientology, and then some funky stuff happened, but it opened her up, right, to the spirit world and realizing the gifts that she had. And so she moved on, and she really honed in on many different healing modalities. Master. She works with sound healing, crystal healing, with magnetic therapy. She is an astrologist. She I can go on and on and still not name all the things that my mother has studied and implemented in her life. Our father, he narrowed down to focused on crystals and pyramid energy, and then he took it to the next step to tachyon technology. So that was his thing. So he taught me all about how to use crystals, crystal layouts, and also using them in the gem form of the crystal, right? To really, for more precise, pristine energy. And then he hooked me up to tachyon. Tachyon was a whole other thing. Tachyon, he bought me some tachyon earrings that repaired my hearing. So let me tell you, when I was in high school, starting in high school, I used to go to the club every weekend. My girlfriends, because we're just dancers. So we had to go to the club. We dance and dance and dance. But I'm one of those souls that when it's time to do my dream journey, it don't matter where I am, I start if they couldn't find me in the club, I was asleep laying out on the speaker. So imagine what that did to my hearing over time.
Yes.
And so my father healed my hearing just by giving me the Tachyon technology of earrings. And they were beautiful earrings. They're just, they look like diamond earrings, but they were made of Tachyon.
Amazing. To actually begin this journey by honoring your parents, this is something, see, you are the gift. You are truly the gift.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. My mom, I have to say, was my very first teacher because I would just sit at the edge of her bed and ask her questions, and she would tell me about reincarnation, and she would tell me about the universal laws, and she taught me how to meditate, and she taught me how to divine. She started off with showing me tarot, and then she showed me how to use the pendulum. And then when I went off to college, I got kind of hypeful-looking. I was like, okay, I'm going to put these tarot down because I got exposed to other divinations, that systems that actually gave spiritual counsel. And I was like, yes, that's where I want to get to. I want to get to the spiritual counsel part of it. So I studied the I Ching, and I also became a priestess in the Asar Sen Society, which is a Pan-African religious organization, and I was a priestess there for 20 years. And I had so many blessings there. So there is where I raised my family. I got married, had 5 children, and that's, the 5 children were like the biggest blessings of my life, because that's when I was able to tap into the power with my birth coaches to having pain-free, peaceful, joyful, blissful, and even orgasmic births.
Yes.
Who knew?
People, and I hope you're hearing this. This is a beautiful platform for a peaceful, blissful, orgasmic birth. I'm telling you, this sister is layers beyond layers. Tell us, you experienced this and then you transitioned this into community. What was that like?
So, what happened is that initially I thought I had to write a book about blissful birth. That was my first concept, because my ancestors kept pushing me that I had to write a book. I had to, because I had amassed so many blessings along my journey. I'm 50 at this point.
Ashe.
And I've been blessed in so many ways. So many ways. And I've always had guidance in my life. And they let me know it's now time. All right? People poured into you. Have your blessings. Now it's time to share. So at first I was going to write this book about bliss birth, right? Because it's this big blessing. But as I started the process, I got guided. And this whole other book got downloaded for me, and that's Magical Woman. Magical Woman, 10 Steps to Unleash Your Divine Feminine Powers. And I didn't know what I was going to write. All I did was submit, and I would go to my ancestor altar, and I would give my offerings, and I would let them pour into me, and then I would just start writing. And when I finished writing the book, I realized what they have given me through the bird's eye view of my life
are rites of passage. Those Queen Afua pages that have been written for, you know, it's timeless. But, you know, through 4,000 years, perhaps we didn't understand that that was the normalcy. And it was just a blink of an eye that we forgot. So tell me about writing this book and actually coming into fruition. What has that brought into the space of the women that you connect with?
It's just, it's like every day another piece of the puzzle gets put into place. So after I wrote the book, it became apparent because now people are like, well, you know, this book is something I have to do. And he's like, are you going to teach a course on this or something? And I said, okay, well, I got to teach a course on it, right? This is initiation. This is a doing thing. This is not about an intellectual, write a book and put it out to the public, to the world. We got to do this. And so I was called to create a course, so I had to create a course. But then I said, wait a minute. My book is about self-empowerment. It's about helping women tap into their specific spiritual gifts and their life purpose. But also my incarnation objective is to unite people together in their purpose and unite our resources so that we can, as a whole, as more of an egalitarian structure, fortify each other. That divine feminine circle, the council of elders coming together to fortify each other and to pour into the youth, right? To raise up the youth. Because we have made that shift from patriarchy now into more of the divine feminine.
Oh, you're so right. You know, you connect
with those old structures are now coming down. Those pyramidal structures, the hierarchy structures are coming down. Now we are moving more as a unit.
That's right.
Where I see the God in you, you see the Goddess in me. And so forth. And honoring that. Honoring each other's gifts. Because once we know our life purpose, competition is done. There is no competition because nobody can do you and your life purpose, because that is unique to you.
That's right. That's so right. What I love
about
that.
Realize that cooperation, right? Collaboration is the new competition.
And the missing element is the communication, because, see, I'm from the South where you sat with elders and these times are gone. The elders crocheted and there were certain skill sets and medicines and plant life and just birth, life, death. Every stage of life was passed on through time spent and with the women. So to see that you are bringing back, you know, we can't use the trauma bonding because you've now designed something that is a very safe haven for women from all walks of life to bring experience and healing. You come in with experience, you leave through healing and unity. How, I know I'm going to ask this 99 times before you leave here. If someone wants to become a doula and learn the practices, can they come to you and learn that?
So, yes. So, how we have it set up, however, is women who wish to practice the method have to actually undergo the method. Because it's such an experiential art that you have to pull from when you are with a woman, right? When you're guiding them through that process. It's not that you can't do it, energy in terms of being able to resonate and connect with the woman at that point of that giving birth, you need to come from the point of experience. So we open up that portion, those courses, to women who have actually gone through the process, the business that offers the birthing is called Magical Bliss Birth. So if you've gone through the Magical Bliss Birth, then you have an invitation to now do this work with other women.
Yes. So let's say with all this COVID around, and you know, I'm currently in a partial lockdown over here, so there's a lot of babies popping up. How can someone contact you? Are you offering, can you help people out via Zoom these days? Because certainly...
That's how everyone's doing everything these days. Right? In fact, I was doing this work on Zoom before the lockdown. Because people needed this service. And so, really, it's about what we offer is more of birth coaching. So I've been trained as a doula, and I've done that doula work. Doula work is hands-on, right? It's connecting hands-on and catering to the mother and the family emotionally, mentally, and physically catering to her. And that is a sacred line of work. Birthing coaching is focusing mostly on the mental and the spiritual well-being, which doesn't require you to be hands-on, because we prepare you mentally through a series of guided divine feminine movement meditations to prepare yourself for birth how you so design. So I have one woman who comes to mind who went through our program, and she had planned to do a home birth with a midwife. That was her plan. However, her birth was so rapid that she gave birth to her own baby at home with her husband.
I say.
But she was so mentally prepared, because in the meditation, we actually take you through these stages of birth from the baby coming down through the canal to birthing the baby, birthing the placenta, and even nursing the baby. You've already practiced this. You already know the steps from beginning to end. So she was already mentally prepared. She already practiced it, because in your mind's eye, when you're practicing your imagination, your spirit knows no difference. So she had already birthed her baby many times before.
Practice makes perfect.
Yes, exactly.
Here's a question. With this particular type, does it get easier with every birth? I mean, because you're giving me bliss, sis, and I'm sitting there like, have you had customers and clients feedback of saying, I've had multiples, or I had more than one child, and this is, you know, the way of life?
I would say it gets different with every birth. So with the first birth, it was a point at which I cracked the code. Initially, it was more of a controlled birth. So I wasn't, you know, screaming and going wild, but it got to a point where it's like, you know what, I'm starting to feel this pain and the breathing and what I'm doing right now is not working. I can't continue along this path the way I am functioning. And then I broke the code. Something told me to F that. Forget that. Just let go. Don't think about what anybody's thinking about you. Don't care what sounds come out your mouth. Don't care about how people think about the way you move. baby. I was like, oh, that's all I had to do.
It sounds like some science of tones in there.
I just had to submit to the process.
Shay. Yes.
And then so that was my first birth. Now my second birth was actually the orgasmic birth. While I was doing my meditation preparations, I asked myself, well, I remember the first birth. I remember how intense the sensations were. And I was like, okay, I want to transmute that sensation into something that's enjoyable, something that I enjoy. I was like, oh, what's more enjoyable than an orgasm? So I seated myself with that thought. So every time I practiced the sensations in my body, the so-called contractions, which is the word I don't use in my practice, every time I practice going through those sensations, I allow myself to experience or evoke the sensation of orgasm. And so that's how I gave birth. It was, I danced and I orgasmed my daughter into existence.
Amazing.
The third birth was just, that was my peaceful birth. It was just peaceful, uneventful. It was pain-free, and just peaceful. The fourth birth, that was my joyful birth. That one I got to have in my own home with my midwife and have a water birth in my tub. And I wasn't planning on actually giving birth in the tub. I was just in the water because it felt good. I felt like I was in the ocean, riding the waves, right? Mm. And then the midwife checked me and she was like, well, you can push now. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. I was like, and I thought to myself, do I want to get out? And I was like, you know, I don't even want to get out. She's like, well, you can push right there. And I pushed and I birthed my baby in the tub. Then I stood up and I took a shower. And then I got out the tub. Stories they say about how some of our ancestors on the plantation would give birth and they keep
moving. Picking. Yes.
I was like, I can see how they can do that when you're in your natural state.
When you're seated properly, when you know the traditional way, honey, you have reconnected us to our royal state. I feel like just having you on today, I hope you can come back because people need to know. First of all, tell the people what's the website. People need to know many, many layers before you get out of here. And I'm going to also put the link in the bio because I'm telling you people, you just saw one generation birth greatness. And now you have just met one sister who is offering all of us this opportunity. In every single family, every woman should lead this earth with that orgasm. And honey, birthing kids in the way, the trauma bonding with that process is officially over. In some biblical words, people always say, you know, once you know something, now you're held accountable. And I'm here to tell you, since having an experience, when she can say bliss, sis, come on, somebody. Bliss, sis. When this woman has given five to the earth. Now, think about all of the things that you thought while you carried for those months. And then the delivery and that time that it took. And everything that comes with it. It didn't have to be like that, sister. So before you leave, I just got to say, tell the people where they can find you 40 times. Please.
Okay. So, I have two websites. However, my preferred method is through IG. So on IG, you can find me at magicalwoman.world, which happens to be also my website, magicalwoman.world, not .com, magicalwoman.world. And my other website, specifically for birth, is magicallizbirth.com. Perfect. And if you'd like to email me, it's info@magicalwoman.world.
Yes, who won the world, girls? And think about all the people, disclaimer, you know she cannot tell you about all these super high networked people who are actually incorporating this in their dynasty. So come get you some, release yourself from it. And the next time she comes on, there's a whole nother skill set. Y'all remember what her mother and father did. You remember those crystals? And if you don't know anything about crystal energy and what this woman can do with some cards and consciousness and the rest of her skills, y'all better stay tuned, because when she comes back, the ancestors will speak. And from a scientific standpoint, for those listeners out there, if you don't understand crystals, this is what I taught my third grade class years ago in science. When something dies, it goes where? The ground, teacher. And where do we get minerals and resources and diamonds? From the ground, teacher. Therefore, if you ain't worth shit, you might not come back as much. But even through that manure and time and processing, there are so many crystals that bring healing. And there is an alignment and just breaking forth with the information that she will bring us. Hopefully, if you come back to the show, please say you will.
Just have to call and I will respond.
Just call her name and she'll be there. Thank you so much again. For all the women out there, this is the best gift for Women's Her Story Month. If you ever had a child and this wasn't your situation, let's pass it on that your granddaughters will have a whole different experience. May this be a legacy that we just pass on. Gift it to your daughter, because the only way you can get in is to make sure that you get some of this bliss, sis. Well, before we leave today, guys, you know that phone in your hand? Mm-hmm. Bill Gates uses it to run billion-dollar industry, and so can you. Wherever you are in this world, one source of income will never be enough to sustain us. Be inspired by the stories you hear and challenge yourself this year. Break your own generational curses. Start with self-love, self-healing. Reach out and touch someone. But before you do, make sure you secure yourself. Limitless blessings to you and yours out there. And until next time, do bye-bye, boo.